a lot of them have got a story attached to them that has been something that the locals have given to it.
So
Stone of Justice, the Cockstain, the Roggenstein, the Stone of Justice, the examples like that.
There's
a there is eight more ones. There's the Stone of the Parliament. It's a stone up at the back of the church at the Glenshee Kirk up there. It's a peculiar stone in a way. It seems to be more a slate than anything that you find out round here. But of course there is a kind of a quarry that has kind of slaty stones further up there. So possibly that's where it's came from.
Up in
Glenbeg. All the rest is... Oh, the Serpent Stain. That's at the... up there in Finnegand. That is where I fall out with the local version of it that's been put in by Mr. Fleming from down in Blairgowrie. I differ from him in that respect.
So
he has given a foreign version.
What does he say, and then what do
he
you say?
He actually claims that it is about the white snake called Caliglio, which is a different story altogether and no relationship with the story of the Glen, which is the local laird up in the area up there had a child born to him, and that child took ill. The local lady who was supposed to be a good witch, which is the best way to describe her, sort of the local potions and things of that nature, she would brew them to help headaches, toothache, etc. Well, she had seemingly come in contact with the child some way or other, but the child had died, and the laird had taken a dim view of the lady, the witch in question, and had gone up more or less to remonstrate with her, is the best way to put it. And she took fright, took out the back of her house, turned herself into a snake and disappeared into the rock at the back of the house. On and after that, she would appear to the laird when he come up past there, and she was seemingly heard to speak to him and say, "Aye, laird, we may meet in Crack, but we'll ne'er be friends. As long as you look at your cradle, your empty cradle, and I at my stain, we'll ne'er be friends." And that's the story of that.
And how did you come by the story?
That was just a story I got from some of the locals up here in the past.
That's great.
But you can see that it's it is, there's nothing other than local language spoken about that one.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not like a written,
it's no like any fancy English or anything comes into it at all.
Right. Well,
I learned we may meet in Crack, But as long as you look at your cradle and I look at my stain, we'll ne'er be friends. Now, that is a good Scotsian.
That's brilliant. What were the other stones? Do you remember any of the stories about them?
There's the one up at the corner of Glenlossie and Glentartney. There was the stain of the spotted pig up there. Now there was a big stone right at the corner. I think it was shifted for some reason or other. And anyway, it's away now, I think. It was used by a certain nurse when she came up to help in childbearing families produce youngsters. But she'd gone up at one time, and when she'd gone to mount her pony, a spotted pig come flying out by the look of the stain. And now I'm getting this story wrong somewhere or other. I'll have you fully up on that. But that, it's hard to do with that. It's where that stain got its name for. The spotted pig coming flying out of the stain when the nurse got onto it.
I don't think I've ever seen a spotted pig.
Have you never heard of that? It's there somewhere. It'll be up possibly amongst the lot that are up there, because that is one of the stones.
The cock stain
is to do with there had been a raid on the glen from the lads for the Badnach and that area, and they went away with a lot of cattle and horses, etc., going way back up the glen. One or two of the locals had taken off after them, caught up with them, and licked the animals, returned to their areas by bringing them back down again. One cockerel had, when let loose, had flown up onto the top of this stain and getting out a lusty cock-a-doodle-doo, etc. And for that day on, it was known as a cock stain. That cockerel had come home.